warn your children to come at the beginning of another service. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us and help us to be the kinds of children we should and ought to be. We're asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us take the time as we run into different souls who are meeting and grouping in darkness to teach and preach the word of God to all of those we come in contact with. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, that we, your children, will give the world a new order, that we will teach them how to love. For you see, we know what love is about and what love has been bestowed upon us. So let us take this love and spread it out the world so the world can know you in the pardons of their sins. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that we will always be willing to take the time to preach and teach the word of God to all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness. You see, the world is full of lost souls. The world is full of souls who used to walk with us and turn and walk with us no more. The world is full of souls who just lost their way. Help us, your children, to lay down a shining example by letting our light so shine so brightly that the world will have a repentant spirit and come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, as we teach and preach your word, that we, your children, will be willing to take the time to lock hand in hand, arm in arm with those lost souls, preaching and teaching the word of God till death do us part. We're also asking you, dear Father, to continue to give our preacher brothers longevity of life. Help them to make full proof of their ministry. Help them to stand firm on the word of God and preach and teach till they can't do it anymore. We're also asking you, dear Father, that all of us will become part of that mighty army that's preaching and teaching the word of God. We're stretching out through our radio program to the known world. We're praying, Father, that we will continue to do this, continue to teach the word of God, so that men and women will come asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us take the time to preach and teach what thus saith the Lord. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are sick and shut in, and those who desire to be here and could not, and those who could have been and chose not to be here. We're asking that you will give them a repentant spirit, prick their hearts so they can come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying for all of those who have assembled under the sign of my voice. We're asking you, dear Father, to continue to bless and keep them and love them and let them know that they belong to you. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do all of these things, let us take the time to go visit our sick, our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are locked down, and those who don't have any hope and don't want to go any further. Help us to say something to them that can regenerate the repentant spirit in their heart, and they repent and come back and ask, what must they do to be saved? And if you look down upon us and find that we've been faithful in all of these things, we're asking that you grant us up a home and that up and better kingdom, where we can sing praises to your holy name, nine forevermore. Let us all say amen.